These are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Dan McCarthy. Adam Wilson is determined for Newcastle under-23s to move into a Premier League 2 Division 2 playoff spot ahead of Friday's trip to Fulham. The young Magpies make the long trip to the capital to face the Cottagers' second string at Motspur Park, but dropped out of the playoff positions on Monday following a narrow 3-2 home defeat against Stoke. "We're very determined to get back to winning ways," said the 21-year-old. "We've lost a few games on the bounce, so the whole team is ready to try and put things right to move back towards the top of the league. We've still been playing well, but recent results haven't gone our way. We played well in parts against Stoke, especially in the second half, and if we can continue doing that, we should be able to pick up results." The family of Joe Kinnear have made public that the former Tottenham defender and Newcastle manager has been living with dementia since 2015. The 74-year-old has been out of football since leaving his role as director of football at St James's Park in 2014, which came 5 years after his short managerial spell at the club. And a Newcastle United fans group has reacted furiously after a TV broadcaster moved 2 games, leaving supporters struggling for transport. The club's away game to Brighton has been put back to a 5:30 kickoff on November the 6th at the request of BT Sport. The later kickoff time means fans will be unable to travel back home from the Amex Stadium that night. Newcastle's fixture away to Arsenal has been moved to a 12:30 kickoff, also so it can be screened by BT. The statement said, just as English football took a huge leap with the introduction of legalised standing at matches in the top 2 tiers of English football, our hardcore travelling lads and lasses were brought quickly back down to earth, with the latest announcement from BT Sport that 2 of our fixtures for November have been moved for TV broadcast. Those are your latest Newcastle headlines.